Bluto HK.
KD8CCX listening.
KB8OOE.
KB8OOE. KD8CCX.
What's going on, Adam?
Not a whole lot. Just got this thing. I had some trouble getting it connected to All-Star. I don't know why, but it was giving me fits. And so I tried a beta firmware on it. That didn't work. And because I was connected, then I was disconnected. It wouldn't let me connect. And so I tried a beta firmware. And that didn't work at all. My audio was all screwed up, so I factory reset it, tried to reconnect it again, and it connected right up. So I don't know what the issue was, but back on the air now, so I can't complain.
Sometimes I hate getting into those techie things when you just, you know, it's a mystery when they start running. It's like, what did I do?
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why I went with this thing is because Shark RF is really, really good about not having stuff screw up. So it's probably something I did, and factory resetting it, got rid of whatever setting I put in here. Because I've been playing with it a lot. I'd be lying if I said, oh, hey, I got it the way I want it set up, and I left it alone, but I didn't. But it is really cool. It is a very cool little device, so I'm pretty pleased with it.
That thing is set up at your house. Can you use like a mobile rig to connect to it, right? Is that what I'm getting from it?
No, it is simply just a handheld IP communication device. There's no amateur radio in it. It is literally just a Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi device, so it's totally IP. There's no anything like that. I took it mobile with me the other day and tethered it to my phone, and it worked great. So literally could go anywhere with it. Don't have to no need for a radio at all. So it's a total teeter box if you think about it. But for me, having the Fusion mode here and not being able to get to the digital side of our own repeater here, having it be all IP is perfect for what I need it for.
See, and that's kind of the way I figured they were. So, being that it's not really a ham radio, although you're linking to ham radio via telecom, to me it is a cheaper box, and it kind of, it would leave you hanging if telecom crashed. So, would it be interesting to play with? I'm sure of it. But, man, I really like having a set of stacked beams, which I don't have up right now, but I've had a 13B2, or 13 element, yeah, whatever that is, a Cushcraft. That's what I was hitting you guys with that repeater way up there. From my place in Columbiaville. Now, I could have cross-banded through that to do that, but, you know, if I want to run any other repeater, I couldn't do that.
Right, yeah, and I used to have a big 13-element beam up 65 foot with a 200-watt amplifier on it and everything, and I just, it might have been a 300 watt. And I used to talk down into, you know, I think I talked down into, I know I got to Florida and Texas with it on sideband, 2 meter sideband, a couple of times just when there was big openings. But I'm not putting anything like that up ever again. So that was a ton of work, and I was a much younger man with a much more capable set of faculties about me to be able to do that. So and yeah, you know, I know we prepped for everything to you know, the whole hit the fan scenario, but in my lifetime, telecoms have only went down majorly like twice. And the fact that I got fiber at the house here now, which is 99% of where I'm going to use this, there, you know, very likely in my lifetime, I don't think I'll see a major outage. But I have backup equipment if I need to communicate if it does. So if this was my only way to go, then I'd be worried about it. But if I shut the node down, I still got a 30-foot tower with a big old commercial antenna on top of it that I can get to where I need to.
I tell you, I need a pile of rocks for a telescoping tilt base tower to be able to, you know, bring it down and work them antennas whenever I wanted to at ground level and not have to do any climbing at all or just it takes a lot of cement and it's not cheap. Those towers, them telescoping towers aren't cheap, and then to build a tilt over base, I've done it before, made a giant hinge. To buy them is even worse, but I built them in my shop to be able to tilt something like that. But then you need a mountain of cement with a bunch of framework inside of it. I can't imagine what cement costs to make a base good and solid anymore. KB8 OLE. That was you, Adam, but you crashed and burned. KB8OOE.
KEAWU.
NAWRO. Good afternoon, John.
Top of the morning to you, sir. What's new and exciting?
Not a whole heck of a lot. I know there was something I was going to ask you. I was going to send you the audio from your last net, but I didn't want to, you know, give you something more to do. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just I had it, and I wanted to double check that was at the newer guy, VOX, that was a really light signal. And, yeah, I confirmed it. It was.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, no, I would always be interested in that. That's like kind of the perfect thing to listen to at work, you know, especially on Monday, you know, while I'm going through and quoting stuff, I can kind of give that a listen and see what I think and see if I have any room to improve. But for the most part, yeah, that would be cool. I got a new switch at home and rack mount battery backup. So I got the All-Star node back up and running and got it connected to the switch. And so I think it's working a little bit better now. So hopefully I can find some, you know, I can depend on this hopefully to run some nets. So I wanted to give it a little test to see how it's doing. But unfortunately, I forgot the password for the darn Raspberry Pi. So I have to figure out what that was. I have a password here written down, but it's not working. So I'm going to have to probably reprogram the darn thing, but that's okay. But yeah, it was acting weird. It would get an IP address, and it would be online. All-Star would see it, and then I'd try to get onto a node, and it kept saying connection failed, no matter what I did. And so I was really kind of scratching my head trying to figure out why that would be. But nevertheless, I plugged it in, unplugged it, and plugged it back in like the fourth time, and now it's working. So I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, John, because that was the other thing. I did take your list that you put in Discord of your projects, and I kind of put out a little bit more, and I think I added that, you know, the your ongoing big project with the All-Star node, you know, for Sean and Wally and us, for the group as a whole, because I don't think that was on there, but that's definitely a project. And I just wanted to say, I don't know what number you got, which, but I numbered them, and I put 13. FCC query to locate new hams for me, I crossed it off. That works perfect. You really don't need to go any further on that. So, I mean, obviously it's your choice if you want, but that works like a charm. So let me send this document to you, and if you want to fix it up just for me, you know, again, when time permits, I don't want to add another thing to the list. I just want to see if I got that right, because I put the ongoing project, create a local All-Star node in order to become familiar with SHAME, then eventually create an appropriate macros for disconnecting and reconnecting both 7.2 and FBI. Hopefully I got that right. I mean, we can fix it up. I just wanted to keep track of what you got going on and expand it on, you know, what you already put there, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do know that one's crossed off the list, and what I did is I kind of took that list and I transferred it into Teams, and so I have a bunch of tasks assigned to me in Teams, and the FCC database was not added to that list because, as you noticed, it's basically done. So that was kind of one of the bigger hurdles to knock out and get behind us is having all of us have an FCC database, you know, cache, and it's supposed to update itself every 7 days. And I just opened up Excel, and it must have been 7 days because it is downloading and inserting all the stuff into a new database. So it seems all the algorithms and whatchamacallits are working. And I did adjust the scripts so that they don't tie up Excel when it builds the FCC database, and it does it all in the background, and so that's kind of cool. And so yeah, that's really awesome. I'll run this here in just a second as soon as it's done building it. I got a 500,000 in there right now, but once it gets to the 1.6 or whatever it'll end up being this time, I'll let you know if there's any new stuff, but you'll find out eventually anyway, you know, because yours will just automatically update. But yeah, the nice thing is you won't notice, which is good, but maybe it's bad because I should have some kind of status of when let me look at something real quick, because you're gonna want to know when the last time you update your thing updated, and it won't tell you that right now.
Yeah, copy that. Of course, I'll just know, because it's gonna be right in front of me, who I already sent the cards to, if it repeats. But then, you know, you got the, okay, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you do it. How, if it's every week or, I'm sorry, you probably already said it, but whatever day of the week it is or whatever day of the month it is, however we want to do it, there really is not too many. Now, there might be a few because FCC was down, so I think they're catching up. So, and I didn't think about that. You're right, we're online now, so we don't need to worry about emailing documents back and forth. So I'll look online to see what you got going. I assume I could see it. I'm right here right now. Let me play around here.
Yeah, your FCC database is supposed to update every 7 days. So once it's been a week since you were last in there, it should just pull then, you know, a new database and build it, and then it'll clean up delete the old one, but it won't delete the old one until it fully builds the new one. But that's kind of cool. And then yeah, so are you on Teams now? You got that set up?
All right, I guess I'm on the Outlook page, but it's got all the icons on the left and right, and I can go. Which icon is Teams? Is it? I've got people. Is people Teams? No. All right, I'll unkey and let you talk.
No, so I think if you're in Outlook and you're seeing people, that would be like your contacts. You know, above that would be your calendar. Below that might be tasks, but I don't think they're the same. Let's see, under more apps, I don't see Teams in there. You might have to navigate to, you know, the internet and download Teams and then sign in as under your account. But if it asks you if you want to sign in to the rest of your apps with that account, you're going to want to say no, and you're only going to want to download Teams. You won't want to download, like, everything else, at least for now. So looks like my FCC database loaded. It doesn't look like there's anything new in it yet, so I think it's the same amount. But I'm gonna run the new hams just to see if it's still 5.
Okay, copy that, John. Will do. And on a related note, Mike got a hold of me on Discord, and he had 4 new hams that he gave postcards to. In other words, they'll be, so I have to get them on my list. I have them on my list. So when they show up eventually, they show up on that database. I won't double do it, but that's good. And then the fact that we do occasionally show upgrades, you know, like this, well, there's one that went from tech to general. That's okay. I like that because that means they're an active ham. And if I check the historic postcard list and I haven't sent them one yet and they're not on our old roster of legacy people, then I'd go ahead and send them a card because I know they're active.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a good point. Right now, the way I have the FCC database, you know, set up for new hams is it is supposed to be truly new hams, and I know what you're saying is different. But because, you know, you're talking about who Mike, you know, upgraded from tech to general. But right now, what I wrote for new hams will only give you technicians. However, it could give you, you know, upgrades or like a person getting a new call sign, but they're still a tech. It sometimes will show those. And then another instance would be a license renewal, because it's really looking at grant date. And then, you know, so when that person, which is weird because I wouldn't think like a I could see a license renewal refreshing the grant date, But a call sign update, I don't feel like would really, you know, adjust the grant date. I'm not sure how that works, but, you know, I guess that's the FCC, and what they decide is what they're going to do. But that leads me to, I can get general license, too, if you want, down the road, so you can see, like, the most recent general upgrades, and I can get extras, too. So I can add buttons to this to handle the different classes if you're interested, but you'll have to let me know, because right now I just kind of focused on technicians.
N-A-W-R-O. No, I actually misspoke there, John. I don't need the upgrades. I just got that one from Mike because he was there and gave happened to give her an upgrade. So, yeah, sure, you know, I'll go ahead and, well, he gave her a card and she was interested, so that's fine. What I meant to say was what you talked about just renewals. And besides, step one, we were asking for new. That's the primary. We want the new. That's what you did. That's what we're getting, and that's what we want. But if a renewal works its way in there, that's not necessarily a bad thing because, you know, that's where it's like, well, it illustrates they're an active ham and they want to continue. They're not an inactive ham. So but that's not the primary. We're not really looking for that. We are concentrating on the new ones like we're doing. So I think with this, it's going to be an ongoing thing. I can keep on sending. It'll be, you know, it's like a steady pace of sending out these cards. And then you can kind of do an average. I mean, I highlight them, you know, so it's roughly just glancing at my sheet here. Maybe-ish out of every 10 cards we get a member, or let's do 12 or 13 cards, we get a member. That's judging by past performance and does not guarantee future performance like in the stock market.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, it is kind of cool to have that metric, you know. You can kind of see. And then that was one of the things we were looking at is, like, we would like to have a list of hams we sent postcards to for various reasons. Number one, so that if they check into a net, then we know, you know, hey buddy, how's it going? You know, welcome to the hobby. Hope you're loving it, and we'd love to have you. But then also, you know, we can kind of see the success of the postcards project, and it's to me, that's just like quotes. You know, what's the turnover rate? You know, how what are the wins and losses? You know, how many people did we send postcards to, and how many, you know, joined and how many didn't, you know, and then in the long run, we can kind of look at, you know, those metrics and kind of go from there. But from what I can see from my my chair here, I think it's a very successful project, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Same as I don't want to hang my hat on it too much because I think we should move on and do others as well. Keep this moving forward. But when we first started it, I termed it to try to figure out a return on investment. And because when I first started, I thought, this might not work at all. You know, we might spend $100 in postage and not get anybody. Well, that's not the case. We do have a return on investment that's worth continuing. So I'm happy about that. So. Yep, sounds good. I just want to let you know my email is working, not a problem, and I will check on the other to see. I just got to kind of, like, configure it. I guess Dave's got his photo in there already, right?
K-E-A-W-U-O. But you'll definitely want to try to get teams on there because that'll be, you know, I think Dave wants to start to transition over to teams for not just tasks, but also for meetings. You know, instead of meeting on Discord, he wants to use teams. So I think that would be cool. I'm impartial to either as far as meetings go, but I think we were having some, you know, connectivity issues that hopefully Teams handles better than Discord did, but I'm not convinced it will be a huge difference, but I think it would be worth trying. So far I'm pretty happy with my switch and battery backup. That thing seems to be working just fine, and I'm on the internet. My old switch I was using it's like 20 years old. I think it was like a 100 megabytes per second type of switch. So that might have been some of the issues with the, stuff I was seeing, especially related to the node. But it was doing pretty good. I was able to surf the web, and I wasn't really able to notice. This has got a 1 gig connection for each line. And it's got a couple that could be 2.5 gigs, too. So it's pretty sweet. Plus, it has a fiber in, which I'll probably get connected soon. I don't know. I'm geeked.
NAWRO. Oh, yeah. We like our upgrades. We like it when things work right. That is awesome. And copy on Teams. I will focus on that next. And question for you, obviously, with what we got with 365 now, we weren't even really using this, but the Dropbox account that Dave and I started, he started one, I started another, and initially we had some documents. Actually, we do have documents in there. So those will have to gravitate over, if that's a word. And then what do you think about the ClickUp app? Is the ClickUp app now not necessary?
Yeah, I think the ClickUp app has fallen to the wayside. I think Teams basically replaces ClickUp. So I accidentally unkeyed. I think we're done with ClickUp. I think we're going to transition over to Teams and the Microsoft 365. I kind of like that because right now if we focus on Microsoft 365 and our SharePoints and all that, we're really only sharing our data with one tenant. But if we use another calendar app outside of, the Outlook calendar, and we use, ClickUp for our tasks, then, kind of our information is spread out all over the place. Usernames and passwords are kind of spread out all over the place. And I don't know, how secure all that is. And I've been kind of going through and adding, hardening the Outlook accounts. When you get an email from someone on the outside, you'll get a little banner at the bottom that, cautions you this came from the outside. Be careful, when you click on any links. And I'm going to continue to kind of try to harden everything because, all of our information is going to be, hosted here. And the more secure it is, the better. And each one of us is like a liability to it, and so if we're signing in all over the place, it's not as clean as kind of having one source. Although I guess when all your eggs are in one basket, then you have that problem too. But I think 365 is pretty secure. I'll probably enable two-factor authentication for all members, but I kind of want to get everybody onboarded before I start nagging with that kind of stuff.
Hey, copy that. Sounds very familiar to back when my work days. It's what IT did. You just got no choice. You got to do it. And wholeheartedly agree with Teams. Quite frankly, that ClickUp app and me just never jived. I couldn't get it. But Teams, I think I'll go full all in on Teams because, that's going to be it. I mean, we've tried a few things. And, of course, you even advised against it quite some time ago. We don't need Dropbox anymore because whatever is over there, we will. I'll take care of that. We'll get stuff migrated over, and then we can just delete it, close the account.
Yeah, we kind of need to do that with all our stuff on Google, too. There is ways to migrate stuff from, the Google account straight over into 365, as well as there's some like integration with Dropbox, so we might be able to pull it in relatively easily, but it might just be easier for you to just kind of download everything from one or Dropbox and then save it to the appropriate SharePoint and then wipe out the Dropbox, and we'll just kind of do it that way. But if you need any help with that, I think there is some easy ways to pull that data in, but we would need usernames and passwords to get into the Dropbox, and I don't know that I need it, you know, and I think you could probably handle it just fine. Once you get on Teams, give me a shout, because you can kind of get to the SharePoints kind of easily from Teams, and right now I think you're only connected to the NetControl SharePoint, and I want to get you connected to the Personnel SharePoint so that you can put, like, those documents into there. And so I think that would be a good way, you know, a good place for those documents. I do want to kind of segregate the stuff so that, you know, Personnel-related stuff is in the Personnel-related folder, and then we harden that and make sure it's not available to people outside the organization. I've already kind of locked down all the SharePoints, so right now none of the SharePoints allow outside access. You can only get to it with one of our usernames and passwords, but that'll probably change, especially with NetControl, because there's going to be some documents in there that we want the general public to see, actually related to the repeater call.
Yeah, copy all that, and I was going to get with you on. I could have sworn I already saw the SharePoint already, so let me play around with it so I'm a little bit more comfortable, and we'll get there. But before I do put any of the sensitive stuff in there, well, you and I are going to have to get together anyways, but I would want to make sure I'm not putting it, I'm happy that it's not going to be on the outside, but I got to make sure what level of, you know, personnel is going to have access to it. I forget where we're at. Well, that'll be tomorrow night at the meeting. We'll figure that out for sure.
Agreed, yeah. Yeah, I believe I have most of the permissions set for the personnel folder, well, for all the folders. You kind of do it by member. So I believe, and I'll double-check everything and confirm everything, and I'll probably set up myself, a dummy account just temporarily to get in there and with the same permissions and whatnot as, you know, other people, and try to get into the accounts that that it shouldn't be able to get in, and just confirm, you know, that what I think is working is actually working. And so, yeah, that would be good. That is very, you know, that's critical, is making sure that we protect all of our pertinent information.
Correct, and then one quick question for you. I'll clear it with Dave first, but and I know it's not long for this world, but the Google FDS 98 form, I don't know which one we're up to. Of course, we're going to make the transition. But I'd like to put in a dummy member in there. From your point of view, that's not a real big issue, right, if I just put a Joe Sample in there?
Yeah, I did it. I did it myself one time. I think I put a Homer Simpson, you know, and then Springfield, you know, and kind of just put it in there mainly to, because, you know, the way that's supposed to work is the FDS 98 is supposed to create the public derivative of the FDS 98 that we share with all members. So the idea being, you know, I was mainly just wanted to test that once I click the update, you know, button, that Homer Simpson made it over to our normal roster, our public roster, and sure enough, Homer joined us on our group. So it's kind of silly, but yeah, you know, that's what I do sometimes. But yeah, whatever you got to do to test it and go through the motions, by all means. That is actually going to be your document, so you know, you do whatever you want in there, and, you know, I might, you know, guide you towards, like, keeping, you know, not having multiple values in one cell type of thing, which you've done a pretty good job with that. Your latest one has level 2, level 1 in the same space as, like, you have it in two places, and I'm sure you'll clean that up eventually, but I would probably nudge you away from that if possible. But for the most part, just because when I want to pull someone's position, I don't want to see level 2, you know. So, but actually, you know, it'll probably be coming from the FDS 98 anyway, so you can kind of do whatever you want with that one. Got to get it all together, see what it looks like. Got to get the website up, too.
Yeah, I copy that, and you and I will be in discussion on that. There's a little problem with that form, because for the admins or for the leadership, that's correct. We can just remove all level because it's duplicate. And but when you get down to the membership, it's like, well, what is there for standard membership? Because I've got a couple of things there. I've got their, you know, what we're going to call it. You can't call it a higher date, but the date they were accepted and placed on the roster. So there's that. But then there's some that are legacy members. I don't have that date. Don't know that date. I guess we could query it. But anyways, we'll work on that. And then, you know, the fact that they're pre-level. But pre-level could just be the absence of a level in the level column. Yeah, we'll work on this off the air, John. But I know where you're going with it. We can do it.
Gotcha. For the pre-levels, you could just put 0, you know, or N/A for not applicable. For the people that you don't have a date, we could just put in, like, a standard date of, like, 1/1/2025, and then that'll get updated, you know, for the legacy members anyway. That'll get updated as we either look forward or, you know, like, I don't think having, you know, Bob George's, you know, join date is going to, you know, I'm not so sure that, like, that we need it to have the exact day that he joined, as long as we have a date that we can reference. But more than likely, we won't need it, you know, so. KEAWUO, over to you.
NAWOR, did I do that right? November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I agree with you 100% on that. It's not necessarily needed even on the visible roster, but it'll always be a date and timestamp when they do it. And the more I think about it, the more it's like, why don't I have them? They're there on the FDS 98. But again, we don't necessarily need them, and some of the members will probably be pulled out of the front side and put on the back anyway. So I'll have to get with Dave sometime after tomorrow's meeting. So, all right, sounds good. Appreciate all the information, John. I'm sure we'll talk. I'll see you tomorrow, and we'll talk soon. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, after you, sir.
All right, sounds good. I will try to get some headway on everything tonight. And I was kind of chuckling when I heard we were going to do Hungry Howies, because I know you and I talked about Hungry Howies and how awesome it is. So, but how, you know, we try not to eat it. So it's kind of funny. But I look forward to it, and we'll see you tomorrow. I'll let you get to it. I'll be monitoring. I'll be monitoring Mount Clemens all night. Gonna try to get some work done. I gotta get some PowerPoints together tonight too. So if anybody needs me, I'll be here. KEAWUO.
Awesome. Thanks, John, again, and I'll be listening as well. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, clear QSO.
This is KGB taking pre-net check-in for the mission AR-PFC net. Please call out. Okay, got you logged in. KB8SWR, next station, please.
November 8th.
November, Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
I copy N8NOR, next station please. Any stations wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. Kilo 8 says Juliet Bravo Delta, net control. Okay, I got a real light station. I heard a kilo and something 8. Could you repeat, sir?
Kilo Echo 2, Yankee Golf, no traffic.
Okay, I have a Kilo Echo 2, Yankee Golf. Is that correct?
That is correct. Kilo Echo 2, Yankee Golf. You have it right.
Okay, got you in there. It was a little white. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call now. This is KAJDD. Nothing here. Let's sort of move on through the list here, and I'll take a standby at some point and see if we can check in anybody else. My name is Jim. I'm KAJBD, ECRO for Washtenaw County. First off, KADON Max, our careless leader, is not able to make it today, so I have his update. So his update is... Final planning meeting for Eye of the Storm, a statewide functional exercise, February 3 is Wednesday morning. The Interoperability Board meets in the afternoon, and the FEMA Region 5 OXCOM subcommittee meeting is in the evening. Thursday afternoon, the OXCOM work group meets, followed by a planning meeting for FEMA R5 RECWIG. As Max wants everyone to stay warm, safe, and healthy, so that is Max's KAQN update. Might as well proceed with mine. We're still working on getting our group's IO completely up. We're adding in all the last stragglers into the system, so that's proceeding along nicely. Other than that, things on the radio front are... basically moving along at a very slow, burbly pace that usually happens in the winter. And also, this is one of the occasions during the year when I think about the all those folks that are currently serving the nation and those that have served, both living and dead. And I certainly do appreciate their service and their sacrifice and service to the country. So with that, I will have NAOBU, your comments, sir.
I don't have anything really good input today. I'm getting ready to eat dinner. I just actually sat down with people in front of me, but I appreciate everybody that works as net controls and all that that they do out here. There's very little that I can do, so that's what I do. I try to link this in each week. Yeah, thanks again for being that control. Everybody, please drive safe and stay warm, and I'll be monitoring here if I'm needed. NAOBU.
Hi, NAOBU. Thanks for setting up the link. We appreciate that. Let's move now to November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, well, thanks, Jim. This is Tim, NAWRO. One of the AECs from Macomb, another D2 county. First on the list, we're creating a new MICON liaison procedure document during the wintertime. You know, we got a little extra time. So it's for next year, and we really appreciate St. Clair County's help with that. We pretty much copied a lot from their document. Personally, I'm looking forward to being one of the key stations for next season for Macomb County. The other item is that the postcard recruitment project is back in full swing now that the FCC is open. And our deputy EC, Mike, he handles some VEC training sessions, and he handed them out. We had four people pass last night at his area, and he just hands the postcards out there. So it saves postage like that. And lastly, tomorrow night we have our organizational meeting for our 501c3. We're going to have the bylaw vote, and hopefully we'll be official by tomorrow night. That's all for Macomb County. As always, thanks to control operator Mike, N8OBU, Jeff, KEASWR, and all at Central Michigan for making the link available. We're on our local UHF or VHF repeater in Mount Clemens. This is NAWRO. Back to you, Jim.
Hi, NAWRO. Thanks for your comments there. Yeah, becoming a 501c3, we certainly try to take advantage of that here. And it sounds like you guys are really staying busy, actually, during the winter there, which I think is good to hear. Anyway, thanks very much for joining the net. Let's move next to November 9, Uniform X-Ray November. Your comments, sir. N9UXN, your comments, sir. Okay, sir. Well, thanks for checking in from Northern Iowa. We certainly appreciate that. You guys got a little snow out there, too, I hear. Anyway, thanks very much for checking in. Any further comments, sir?
No, we're clear.
Okay, thank you for checking in. JJBD, net control. Let's move next to Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-Ray Bravo. Charlie, your comments, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Jim and everybody. This is WD88XB, Charlie in Callison County, District 5. Been kind of a low ham radio week, or 2 weeks, actually, since we met. Helped a friend last Saturday with some vintage sheepskin equipment. Of course, you almost have to say that word vintage in front of the word heat kit nowadays, because they haven't produced any ham kits in quite a long time. So trying to get, last week we worked on the HW 5400, and that was probably the kit that broke heat kits back. So we're trying to get it to run and be calibrated. Let's see, I believe this coming Kalamazoo will have its Racy's meeting. Haven't had the official confirmation for that. But that should be, of course, the last meeting of the year. And just looking around at some antenna tuner building projects that I have, and some other ham radio things that need to be done now that I'm inside and away from outside projects. So good to hear everybody. I heard the 2 station and the 9 station. So 40 meters is working close in tonight, and you know, working out into the other Midwest and towards New England. So that's really good. So let you keep rolling along, and glad to hear NHNOR also checking in. So KHABD from WD88XB, over.
WDA-DXB, thanks for your comments, sir. And yeah, I remember the very first heat kit I put together was a piece of test equipment for a car way back in the day. It was actually kind of fun. The darn thing actually is still around and works. So with that, let's move next to Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo.
Well, thank you for picking me up. Not checked in here before. I think I've checked into the ARPSC net before, but not this route and not actually very often. Oh, anyhow, my wife and I, we were out running a few errands. We stopped at some friend's house. They are also hams, and chewed the fat with them for a moment. And we thought we were done making some runs, but we thought we'd grab a couple of gifts for the grandkids. And we were able to nail down where they're at, so we're en route to Jackson now. We weren't planning on that, but it's our one day this week. It looks like we're going to have time to really do something like that, so we're going to take advantage of it. Nothing as interesting or as formal as everyone else and with all the preparations and stuff you guys are doing in regards to ARPSC, but wanted to jump in, heard you out here, and give you another count. Everyone have a great night. 73, God bless. KC8EHR.
KC8EHR, CHAVD. Yeah, thanks for checking in, sir. Have a note down to pop the blue bell with the frequencies and the time so you've got it and can check in whenever you want. And in terms of getting things done, always strike when the iron is hot is what I try to do. Anyway, thanks very much for your comments, sir. I'll take a standby now. Are there any other stations wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net? Please call now.
Net control. This is Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Zulu.
I copy Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Zulu. Next station, please.
And this is Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa, Chris, Ogallala County with no traffic.
WACOP, got you in. Next station, please.
Net control, this is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Romeo, India. No traffic.
Okay, I copy Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Romeo, India. Next station, please. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move to Kilo 8, Echo Delta. Your comments, sir.
KHJBD and the Michigan ARPSC net. K8 Echo Delta in Royal Oak. Very good evening to all. Usually I'm not home at this time on this day, but I happen to be today, so I thought I'd check in, and it's been years since I checked in this net. The only one I'm really familiar with the call is WP8AXC, and good to hear you there, Charlie. I'm the section traffic manager for the state of Michigan, and I'm involved in the traffic handling, and just wondering if anyone's interested in becoming more involved in the national traffic system. I'll be happy to give you more information, and my email is OKNQRZ. And talking about the old Heath kit, my dad first built the AR-3 in 1957, and we all started out with the EX-40 transmitter and the Mohawk receiver. So, let's see, I guess won't hold it too long, so I'll turn it back to you there, Jim. And thanks for taking the net. KHABD, KADD.
KADD, DD. Thanks very much for your comments there. Is there anyone with any questions for KAED regarding the national traffic system? If so, please call out. Okay,
nothing heard there, so we'll move on. Once again, KAED, thanks for checking in. We appreciate that. Let's move now to KB8SWR. Your comments, sir.
Again, everybody. Too much to add tonight, I guess. Just a pretty big project going on, taking all my time. I have to do the amateur radio, but still trying to get stuff done. Back to that. Keep it up, Sevier.
KBSWR, once again, thanks to the guys in Central Michigan for setting up the links here. Let's move next to N8NOR. Your comments, sir.
K8GBD, this is N8NOR. Good evening, Jim, and to everybody on the net. Not too many comments tonight, just trying to stay warm. I know it's going to get pretty cold the next couple of nights. Luckily, my antenna has survived outside my D5RV. Everything seems to be working with the last few major snowfalls we've had, so I'm not complaining at all. Hopefully my audio sounds good tonight, and I will turn it back to you. KAJBD, this is N8NOR.
N8NOR, this is KAJBD. Yeah, getting you loud and clear here, and it's always good not to have to go out and mess with the antennas when it's really, really, really cold. Anyway, thanks for your comments, sir. Let's move to Kilo Echo 2, Yankee Golf. Kilo Echo 2, Yankee Golf. This is KJBD, so this is an ARPSC net. Your comments, sir. Okay, nothing heard. You're out there, I couldn't hear you. Could anybody else hear Kilo Echo 2 Yankee Golf? If so, let me know. Okay, nothing heard, but if he's out there and he can hear me, thanks for checking in, sir. Appreciate that. Let's move next to Kilo Echo 8 Tango Uniform Zulu. Your comments, sir.
Net Control, this is KEAKTUZ. Thank you for picking up my call. The name is Bob Bravo, Oscar Bravo, and I'm here in Morgantown, Whiskey Victor. First time checking into the net. I just put a new antenna up to South Korea. I got a NVIS Diacol fan antenna on the 80 meters and 40 meters, and you are a 5'9 here at the Whiskey Victor. Could I have your call sign specifically and the name of your net, please, for my log so I can check back in? Back to Net Control, this is KEHTEZ.
Okay, KEHTEZ, my call sign is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, and I was born and raised in West Virginia, sir. Good to have you check in. Back to you, KEHTEZ.
Roger, KHADD. Yeah, I'm here in Morgantown. I am about 1 mile from the West Virginia University football stadium here in Morgantown. It's about 42 degrees right now. There's some snow about it, and I am happy to see that I am able to pick you up, I believe, somewhere in central Michigan. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We're near Ann Arbor, if you've ever heard of the small school called the University of Michigan. That's very, very close to where I live, and I spent 4 years in Morgantown there. Once again, thanks for coming in, and I've got you probably a good 5 by 9 here. Good clear readable. Thanks for checking in, sir. This is KAJBD.
Roger that, KAJBD. This is KEATUZ, 73 to you. Can I have the name of your net, please, so I can write it down and I can check back in with you?
Could you repeat the name of what, sir?
The name of your net.
This is the Michigan ARPSC net. Michigan ARPSC net. We meet at 5 p.m. Every Sunday, Eastern Time. This is KAJBD.
Roger that, KAJBD. This is KEHTUZ. Again, thanks for picking up my call, and I'll say 73.
Okay, 73, sir. Let's move next to Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa. Your comments, Chris?
KAJBD in the group from W8, CEO
Ogemaw County, and we've got 16 degrees up here and about 14 inches of snow. So we've been staying on the warm side of the door. We had an upgrade to our repeater system in West Branch. Emergency management was able to score a nice amount of money to assist the group in purchasing a Motorola with a Homeland Security grant, and we've got that online, and it's working just gangbusters. We went from 50-watt repeater to 100-watt repeater, and it's working great. So our thanks to Mike Bowers and Paloma County Emergency Management for making that happen. Other than that, not a lot going on the area's racing side. So with that, Jim, thanks for doing the net. Great job as always, and I'll throw it back to you and say 7-3 from WACOP.
Hi, WACOP. This is KJBD. Glad you guys have a really gangbuster repeater set up there. It's good to hear that. And it's about time for me to start getting back into the Thursday very Jeff net and start picking back up into that. There's a lot of stuff that's been sort of compromising my Thursday mornings there, but I look forward to getting back into it now that things will hopefully settle down a little, and maybe we'll be able to touch base there also. Anyway, thanks for your comments, sir. Good to hear that. Let's move next to Kilo 8. Zulu Romeo India, your comments, sir.
First of all, I want to thank you and all on the ham radio net and any nets for all you do for public service and for communication purposes. Very proud to be part of a brotherhood and sisterhood of ham radio. So thanks for all you do. Back to net, KE4ZYQ.
KE4ZYQ, thanks very much. We certainly appreciate your checking in. That's always good to have a lot of folks check in. Let's move next to Whiskey 2, Juliet Lima Delta. Your comments, sir.
Roger, Roger. Well, thank you very much for taking my check-in the very first Sunday in December. Sitting back here in the ham shack chair, so you got a couple of seats inside. Drinking my bean juice, listening to the net, so that I'd exercise my right as an amateur radio operator and check into the net. And I just love HX, just absolutely love HX. Only been licensed as a general for 3 years, but man, I tell you something. Once I got licensed as a general, it was like somebody opened up Pandora's box, and yeah, now you can't even shut the box. Hi. WW2JLB, Texan Net Control.
Whiskey 2, Juliet Lima Delta, thanks very much for checking in. Yeah, HF is a whole lot of fun. I spend a lot of time sort of cruising around trying to find DX on a regular basis. It's always fun. Thanks very much for checking in, sir. We certainly appreciate that. Let's move next to Kilo 3, Mike Golf, and that's probably a Pennsylvania guy.
Yes, sir, it is. This is Net Control. This is Kilo 3, Mike Golf, K3MZ. First panel here is Mike, my location, southwestern Pennsylvania, little town called Butler, just north of Pittsburgh, and that great commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Of course, Butler got to know to ride here last July with the attempted assassination of President Trump. All right, see, we have no traffic for the net, just thought I'd drop by and say hello. We're on TS-530 Sugar here, so maybe a little bit of drift here, so please bear with me. Especially how you out there with all the veterans for today's December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Net Control, thank you much. Ring you in there and see this. Greetings to all. K3MG.
Hi, K3MG. Thanks for checking in. My wife from Pennsylvania has lots of relatives there, including the Pittsburgh area. So spent a lot of time in the last 40 years in Pennsylvania. Love the state. It's great. Anyway, thanks very much for checking in, sir. Certainly appreciate that. And season 3, Merry Christmas to you. This is KJBD at Control for the Michigan ARPSC Net. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Victor, Echo, TV, Mike, Yankee, Oscar.
Okay, I got a Victor something, Mike, Yankee, Oscar. Can I get your call sign again, sir?
This is Victor, Echo, 3, Mike, Yankee, Oscar. CDTMYO, Victoria, Edward, 3, Mexico, Yellow Ocean, or...
Okay, copy that. Victor Echo 3, Mike, a Yankee Oscar. This is Michigan Air PSC Net. Your comments, sir.
This is my first time joining this net. I just detected you at random while scrolling through the 40-meter band. So you have an excellent signal, a 5.9 plus here in Toronto, Canada. So I'm giving you an excellent signal report here from my home in Toronto, Ontario. So good luck to all those hands on the air, and have a lovely, happy holiday. Over.
Okay, Victor Echo 3, Mike Yankee Oscar, this is KAJBD. Yes, Merry Christmas to you, and please enjoy the season. You're coming in, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. Thanks for checking in, sir. Any other stations wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC Net, please call now. Any relays? Okay, nothing heard. We will proceed to secure the net. Thanks to all that checked in. We certainly appreciate that. We had 19 check-ins from all over the place. Great net tonight. Great net tonight. Thanks very much to all the participators. This is KAJBD Net Control. And once again, thanks to Central Michigan for doing the link for us. So the net is now secure, returning this frequency to normal amateur use, 72 y'all, KJBD.
UHF hub, disconnected.
88YNU, 88YNU, this is NAWCD.
There's Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie, Bravo, Charlie. Monitoring.
Station monitoring, here's something, KE4ZYQ to monitor.
Hello Joe, this is Emily City Bob. Kilo 8, Emily City Bob, Kilo 8, ice cold beer. How are you doing?
Well, Bob, I'm doing okay, thank you. This is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo. I'm in the warm house after yesterday's shopping spree, and so I've got heat and food and shelter and TV and watching sports. I think I'm doing okay. How about you?
I agree. Yeah, you sound like you're doing great. I am driving to work, and I'm glad I can hit the Mount Clemens repeater. I am roughly around I-94 and I-69 up here near Port Huron. Getting ready to, I'm going east on 69, going to turn south, but they call it west on 94. And I work at the little hospital there, about halfway down the river from Port Huron to Algonac. After you.
Well, Bob, I got an attic antenna above the first floor of a condo, and you're hitting me on this repeater. Of course, I'm close to it, not far away, at 60 over 9, Roger.
Great. Yeah, glad to be doing it. You never know, and it's pretty low flat over here, and I think it's a straight shot over to Mount Clemens from here, so that's a good thing. I probably wouldn't be able to hit it from home, but you never know. But yeah, that's great. I'm glad, I know about your attic antenna, and I think it's working great for you. Tell me about your shopping trip. Where'd you go?
Well, Bob, I had to go to three stores, one to get a refund for a double charge previous shopping spree, one to Costco, and one to Walmart for groceries. So I got enough grub to handle for a little while, Roger.
Oh, I hear you. Well, that's good. Good. Yeah, how often do you do grocery shopping?
Well, if I'm lucky, I get away with a couple times a month. I buy enough for at least a couple weeks, and that's all meals, Roger.
Roger, Roger, yeah. I live right by a Kroger, and, because I live alone and crave a little bit of human interaction, I go quite often. Get a few things here and there, but it's like real close to my house. It's an excuse to go walk out the door. So I do that. And the bigger stuff, I do have Lapeer that's got the bigger stores when I'm not working. But when I'm working, I usually go after work in the morning to the stuff over here, Port Huron. Meijer over here, and there's a Menards, and then, all the more big box stores are up in Fort Gratiot, a little north there, and I got some 11-meter friends around that I'll visit, so can we have a little 11-meter breakfast club in the morning? We get on the radio and rag chew, so that's all fun, and I usually do that on my way home, talk to those guys. It's kind of like the group of old men at McDonald's. You go into any McDonald's in the morning, there's always several guys sitting around drinking their
their senior coffees, and you know, I kind of look at what I do. It's like the radio version of that. Yep, KE4ZYQ. Well, Bob, I got to say, off subject a little bit, you give me faith that there's a lot of people that went to their school, and a great school especially, and learned proper English, because when you talk about stores, food stores, unlike a lot of people that, it drives me up a wall, even though I don't say a lot, and they say Kroger's or Meijer's. I went to Meijer's the other day. How many stores did you go to? One? Oh, that would not be plural then. It'd be singular. You went to a Meijer. So I'm not a stickler for perfection, but when it comes to general conversation, you should know if you need an S on the end of things, or you gave me faith that there's some people out there like myself that somewhat know how to speak correctly. Roger. I know it's K-4ZYQ. I can't think of the letter in there. This is K-8ICB. Well, thank you, Joe, for the compliment. I appreciate that. I'm curious, while we're on that subject, do you say 73 or do you say 73s? Well, Bob, to answer the first question, the call sign is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, Zulu Yankee Quebec. And I say 73. I don't put an S on the end of it. I hear you, Joe. Yeah, I agree. 73 says it all. There's really no need for the S and a lot. But I'll tell you, I hear half and half. And I don't want to be a jerk and explain it to them. So I just shut my mouth. Thank you. Well, Bob, I won't get into another portion of that type of conversation, but I know somebody that puts an S on gentleman. Now, gentleman means more than one person. You know, like you're talking to a group of guys, well, gentlemen, how are you all doing? You know, gentlemen. Or you can be a gentleman, just one person, but gentlemen, if you're talking to a group, it's still plural, not gentlemen's. So I find that interesting. How about you? Yeah, I haven't heard that, but I have heard in, like, blues songs, I'll mention the name Muddy Waters, he says women's with an S. Yep, KE4ZYQ. Well, there's one group of so-called music that I wish would go off the record of being even available, and they call it R.A.P., R-A-P. I put a C in front of that. What about you?
Yeah, you know, I can count on one hand the few songs that I think are okay. But yeah, as a rule, I don't like it at all. My son's really into it. You know, the younger people are into it. But yeah, it's so far removed from the stuff that we're used to. And I know you and I are roughly around the same age. And oh, geez, you know, and then if you compare it to the stuff before our time, it's like really, really, really far removed. I got several hobbies. Radio is probably the biggest one, but my latest one, I'm collecting 70 RPM records, and I just love the old music before my time. My favorite probably era is 1930, give or take 5 years. But I do have, I collect records all the way back as old as you can go, and I have a few that are this old. 1901, I have some that were recorded then. And to me, it's just a historical artifact that you can actually listen to. To me, it's amazing that you can hear something that's old, and it's right in front of me, and it still plays.
Yep, KE4ZYQ, and I think you said you work in a hospital there. Thanks for all you do, no matter what department. But collecting items, to tell you how old I am, I still have, which doesn't work, of course, a bag phone, one of the Motorola bag phones. I kept it after it went out of style and couldn't be used, but I still have it for nostalgia. How about that?
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, I have something similar technology-wise. I have a Palm Pilot that my brother gave me, and it still powers on. And I have that for nostalgic purposes. I looked on eBay what I could get for it, and it wasn't much. No way, it's not even worth trying to sell it. So yeah, I have that. I did purchase a slide rule, although I'm too young to have used one back in the day. I remember I was in either junior high or high school when the first electronic calculators came out. My dad bought one. You know, he had one of those old adding machines that were mechanical with the big buttons that stuck up, and then the, you know, you punch in your buttons and then pull that lever on the side, and he would add up his bills with that. Yeah, station in there, very little modulation, could hardly even read anything in there. KE4ZYQ. Bob, to tell you how old I am too, I think you may have one of those instant picture cameras called a Polaroid. How many people do you know have one of those? And they're coming out with some more film for those, by the way. A company, I don't know if it's the same company or another one. Back to you. Oh, I hear you, Joe. Yes, I do have one of those tucked away in my top shelf of my closet above my clothes hanging there. Yeah, that was cool. You know, and you got one of those. That was a whole nother game, you know. You didn't have to take it to get developed, and if you wanted to take some pictures that you didn't want anybody ever to see, you could do that. Yeah, definitely. It was cool. It was cool to have that. It's amazing. I saw a documentary about that whole thing, and yeah, that was quite a feature. And it's amazing if they could see what we have now. Oh, man. Jeez. Yeah, technology, it's interesting. Well, I'll probably be getting more into the 2-meter stuff, 440, 2-meter, as the solar cycle gets down. I remember when I got my technician license 5 years ago, I got the radio and got into it. And then as soon as I got the HF thing, I kind of like put this on the back burner, although it is fun to get on here every now and then and talk to some locals, and it's all good, you know, it's all radio. So, they got some new, Yacy's got a new noise reduction for a VHF, UHF, that ASP, have you heard of that? KE4ZYQ. No, I don't think I've heard of it. But, yeah, when you ever get back on the house or radio in the future, you might have to try out this repeater and see if you can get in and hold a QSO. I won't let you go, Bob. Thanks for the QSO. And I don't know if that other fellow's out there testing or what. Didn't sound like an emergency, but he needs to up his mic gain and his power. Gets heard because I couldn't hear anything on that other station. So he can try again if you're in the mood to listen and see if you can get him. Because you're out there mobile, you might pick him up. So KE4ZYQ 73 for now. KE4ZYQ, K8ICB, Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo. 73 there, Joe. And that other station, if you want to give it a try, go right ahead. I'm listening. I heard somebody key up and no modulation. Full quieting, zero modulation. KD8 IWS Mobile.
AWS Mobile, Kilo 8 Ice Cold Beer Mobile. How you doing?
Doing fine this evening. I was kind of listening along. I had to run a quick errand almost to my TTH, but I haven't been on this repeater for a while. I thought I'd go ahead and key up, see if I could make the run from Fenton. So, just about to my QTH. I understand you got your license about 5 years ago. I got mine back in 08. The call sign is Kilo Delta 8 India Whiskey Sierra. That's you. Kurt's the name here.
Kilo Delta 8 India Whiskey Sierra. Kurt, nice to meet your acquaintance. This is Kilo 8 Italy Charlie Bravo, or Kilo 8 Imlay City Bob, if you know where Imlay City is. It's a vanity call sign. Imlay City Bob is my moniker. You're in Fenton? Fenton over there by US 23 QSL?
USL, yes, I'm actually about a mile from the Fenton repeater, 146.78. Let's see, I would be just about a mile west, a little bit northwest of the Fenton repeater. And it's all part of the WHCMN system. But it seems like I was getting out okay, so I thought I'd stop in and say hi. And Bob is your first name, correct?
Correct, yes. Bob is my first name, officially Robert, but yeah, everybody calls me Bob. So you're on WA8MAC repeater, which is 147.800. Which one are you?
I'm actually keying up on the, hold on, let me check. 147.380. I think that would be more appropriately called maybe like the Central Michigan network. I think it covers the Flint area, Lansing area. And maybe up into, let's see, there's a city close to Bay City. Slips my mind right off the top of my head.
Okay, well, hey, that frequency you just told me, while you were talking, I flipped over to it, and it is, totally out of my range, but because we got a link system, we could actually talk to each other. I'm over here halfway between Port Huron and Algonac, right down the river, and my hospital I work at is right on the River Road, across the River of Canada, of course. So I'm south of the town of St. Clair, north of Marine City. It's actually called East China Township where I'm at. And I'm fastly approaching there. I'm just about a mile and a half away. But I do have about 10 minutes before I have to walk in the door, so it's all good. I totally forgot the call sign because I'm driving and can't write anything down. But I believe you said your name is Chris. This is K8ICB.
Okay, Bob. Yep, no, totally understand. I don't do any writing down when I'm mobile, and totally appropriate. Kurt, actually, is the name here, and I do live in Fenton, and I'm kind of familiar with that area. Harrison Township, I'm pretty familiar with that area, Wilson Marine over in Harrison Township, so I frequent that area once in a while in the summertime. But, very good. All right, so do you work in a hospital on the Canadian side?
Negative. It's on the American side. It's part of the Henry Ford health system. It's changed hands multiple times. It used to be Ascension. And before that, St. John Providence. So, yeah, it's one of the smaller, little out-of-the-way hospitals. And it was funny that during your last QSO, I had a deer run in front of me, and I slowed down, and another one ran in front of me. And there was another car coming. I'm on the still two-lane road. Another car coming, and it ran between both our cars. And I usually say a little prayer. I try to keep me safe from hitting anything, and I guess it worked tonight.
Well, very good. You made that deer's Christmas and yours. All right, Bob, I just backed into my driveway, so I'll catch up with you later. Good chatting with you. You have a Merry Christmas. Maybe we'll meet again on the air. I'm glad that I'm very appreciative of the network system here. I've got a place up north, and I know they've added a repeater or two up north, south of Gaylord, so I'm anxious to get up there and give it a try. But have a Merry Christmas. Good talking with you, and safe travels the rest of the way home. 7-3, this is Kurt in Fenton, Kilo, Delta 8, India Whiskey Sierra, Mobile, clear, 7-3.
Kilo Delta 8, India Whiskey Sierra. I got you. I managed to type in your call sign, and I'm going to put you in my log as a 2-meter contact tonight. So, yeah. So anyway, it was good to hear you. I believe you said your name was Kurt. I called you Chris. I apologize. But anyway, yeah. Good. Good talking to you too. And I'm at my destination, so I'm going to say 73 as well. Go QRT. You have a great one, and Merry Christmas if I don't get you talk to you before. All right, this is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo. I am QRT. Good evening, everybody.
KZ8KJL. Monitoring, MAC. KZ8KJL.
KEARUH from KEAWUO. KEARUH from KEAWUO. KEAWUO clear.